Overly political spider becoming annoying. I'm Ken Vai, and this is UnNews. Washington, D.C. She goes by the name C. Since her arrival in 2005, it's been no secret. She's here, she's queer, and she's not afraid to show it. She's also many other things. Pro-choice, anti-war, pro-affirmative action. You name an issue, and she's out there protesting on it for one side or the other. However, this local activist has been raising the hackles of the Washington power elites for one reason. C is a spider, and her web writing campaign has become a city spectacle. Born on the Zuckerman's farm, the Madla's cave spider, Sicurnia Madla, moved to D.C. after being driven out of her home. The event, an anti-meat, pro-vegan diet campaign at a local fair, nearly cost her life. "That damn thing's been a pest since day one," said Farmer Arbel. "It's bad enough my daughter made me save that runt pig to begin with, but when it partnered with that spider to win the fair for the Zuckermans, why, it just wasn't right." Arbel reportedly was about to swat and kill the spider, but a local entomologist recognized her as an endangered Madla species and informed him that C was protected. All the farmer could do was send her far, far away. D.C. seemed like a good place as any. Thank God that pig was so tasty. D.C. Dramatics. The story could have ended there, were it not for the resolve of this arachnid to take back the streets. Within months, C had joined the D.C. War Resisters League, the Fur is Murder Activist Network, the Free Tibet Alliance, and the Washington Campaign for Mumia. "I was taking my daughter to get her hair cut, and look at this," said an area woman, gesturing to a 4-foot-tall spiderweb graphic of a seal being clubbed. "Now I'm going to get complaints about this coat for the rest of the year. She should be ashamed." Among C's most famous incidents was her January 2007 encounter with author and pundit Ann Coulter, author of Slander, Liberal Lies About the American Right, and Godless, The Church of Liberalism, and the upcoming Spiders. Crush them underfoot. The angsty arachnid snuck into the George Washington University Union through a crack in the wall and spelled out the message, "Some pig," behind the speaker. It took her over 20 minutes to explain to her disbelieving audience that this was not, in fact, a pre-planned educational backdrop. "I'm not a pig," she grunted. She then pawed her trotters against the ground as she called the spider a faggot and squealed about how it wants to destroy America. Other notable protest signs include George W. Bush, Capitalist Pig, Dick Cheney, Corporate Pig, Condoleezza Rice, Uncle Tom's Pig, Storm Thurman's Grave, Some Hypocrite, Joseph Lieberman, Some Self-Righteous Warmonger, Washington, D.C. Police Headquarters, Some Pigs, Bill Donahoe, Chauvinist Pig, Rush Limbaugh. Do I even need to spell this one out? I mean, come on, just look at him. Mr. Oxycontin himself. That's what, a size 80? Jesus Christ! Local fumigators cannot be reached for comment. For UnNews, I'm Ken Vai. AMFYO, everyone.